The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
We all know political leaders, especially when they're running for a particular office. They're most generous at making promises as what they'll do if we'll only elect them. You know what? The rare thing, in my view, is the political leader who, having won an office, actually starts to do some of the things that he or she promised. And that's a refreshing reality here in the Commonwealth, in my view, as our governor and lieutenant governor and attorney general have all been working hard to do just that, do the things they told us they would do if we'd elect them. And indeed, it is a political breath of fresh air, to say the least. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a wind that's spread across the nation as our governor has been recognized east coast to west for what he has provided for leadership. So joining us to talk more about some of his key issues right now, Governor Glenn Youngkin. Always an honor, Governor, to have you on the show. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be with you. I do hope that everyone's gotten their tax refunds because those are all available and it was something that we promised we would do and we did get that done as well.
Good reminder. Well, listen, there are three important things that I know that you have in your mind right now, more than three, but three that I'm aware of. Number one, the learning losses of Virginia's fourth and eighth grade students in the reading and math tests. You described them as catastrophic. Two, a recent announcement along with your lieutenant governor and attorney general about something called the Operation Bold Blue Line, and then some good news about the DMV. So let's start with number one, your concerns over Virginia's recent report card, if you will, from the NAEP. Tell us what it told you and what it's telling us as Virginians.
Don, thank you for bringing up this important topic. And the NAEP scores, which is also called the National Report Card, are tests that are taken back in the spring and allow Virginia students to be compared to students across the country. And this was just the next of very loud alarm bells ringing at the ramifications of terrible decisions that were made long before we'd heard of COVID-19 by previous administrations to water down the expectations that we were holding our children to completely cloud accreditation and to change curriculum. And, of course, sadly, what we saw when all of a sudden schools were closed for an extended period of time, so unnecessarily, the house that should have been built on rock was built on sands, and Virginia's kids have suffered mightily. The NAEP scores show that fourth graders in reading declined the fastest in the nation in reading loss, fastest in the nation, three times the nation's average, and we were tied with Maryland for dead last in math. And if you can't read and do math in the fourth grade, there's challenges ahead. We had similarly challenging results in the eighth grade testing. We also saw the number of students that were viewed as being outstanding and to decline. And it was a top to bottom terrible report card. And we have just really been beside ourselves. From the minute we came into office on the 15th, we went to work on this. My first executive order was to get divisive concepts out of the classroom and to restore excellence and expectations in our education system. We've made commitments to Virginians in May. We've been working to execute on Executive Order 3, or Executive Directive 3, which is to streamline teacher accreditation and licensing. And this week, at the results of these terrible test scores, we have put in emergency tutoring. I've told the Department of Education they must put our standards back to the top in the nation. No longer would be bottom. By the way, for parents that are worried about their children, there's tutoring now available free in the evenings from 7 to 10 o'clock on schoolhouse.org. You can go tonight. You can sign up and get help starting right now. We also put $30 million to work. We'll take applications from parents starting in early January for customized tutoring services. We're going to have comprehensive assessments of every child available, particularly for parents where their children are behind. I really have called out our State Board of Election to, in fact, overhaul our school accreditation process. I mean, we had 85% of our schools that received the highest level of accreditation, and yet we clearly are failing our students. And finally, there's $2 billion of money sitting in local school bank accounts that came from the federal government to open schools and bridge this gap, and it's gone unspent. Places like Fairfax County have $177 million sitting in their bank accounts, and they have got to put that to work, extended hours. There is a big challenge here in education. We're calling everybody to help. Parents, please volunteer to tutor on these tutoring services. Get your kids engaged. We are all in this together, but we are going to get our schools pointed in the right direction.
Well, I know you have an action list of about seven of these items you've just touched on. I'd say all of them, but particularly the one, number six, says provide parents, students, and teachers with actionable information. What can parents especially do? Because the frustration level probably is at an all-time high among Virginia's parents, at least many of them, over what you're just reporting now. They've seen the inadequacies of the last few years in terms of their own kids, especially post-COVID now. What can they do decisively at the local level?
Step number one is to continue to stay engaged in your child's life. And I think parents belong not just at the table, but at the head of the table. And so we continue to make sure that parents have the right to be deeply engaged in everything to do with their children. Practically, you can sign your children up for tutoring support starting tonight, again, at schoolhouse.world. We'll have extra tutoring support coming in early January. The money's there. We've just got to get the application process ready. We're going to have full transparency, and particularly for those schools starting immediately that have really underperformed. We've expanded our Bridge the Gap initiative to 25 school districts where students will receive a customized learning report, so that the student, parents, and teachers can understand exactly where a student stands and what needs to be done in order to bridge the gap. Eventually spread that across the entire Commonwealth. And then finally, we're asking everybody in the community to either volunteer at schoolhouse.world to tutor, call your local school, and ask how you can help. This is a moment for parents to get fully engaged with helping their children and other people's children bridge this gap. Here at the Commonwealth of Virginia, we are fully engaged. We are pulling all of the local school districts in as well. This is going to be a community response.
Make a note of that, folks. Schoolhouse.world. Is that right, Governor?
That's correct. That's correct, Don. Schoolhouse.world.
Another event recently been announced is something called Operation Bold Blue Line. You and your AG and your Lieutenant Governor all recently announced this. I believe you met with mayors and police chiefs, sheriffs, all from across the state. What's Operation Bold Blue Line all about?
Fully focused on putting an end to this violent crime crisis that we're in. And we have spoken through lots of specific violent crime task force meetings across the Commonwealth. And Operation Bold Blue Line is focused on, first, having more badges on the street. And so I've made a commitment to make one last run at fixing the compensation so that we will stay the retirements of law enforcement that are currently serving the Commonwealth. But we've got to recruit more. And we have 20% to 30% vacancies across the Commonwealth and just about every law enforcement agency. So we pledged to recruit 2,000 new law enforcement heroes to the Commonwealth. We're putting substantial resources for bonuses and recruiting to get folks to come from outside Virginia. We'll have an expedited licensure and training program, 8 weeks versus the normal 22 to 26, and we're going to get feet on the street. Second big thing is, we are going to hire prosecutors. In the AG's office, Jason Miars, who's doing such a super job, through his Operation Ceasefire, is hiring prosecutors into the most dangerous areas. Those cities have partnered with us, and if a violent crime is committed with a firearm, he will prosecute them. And then finally, funds are being directed, already appropriated, to support community engagement, to make sure that we can offer at-risk youth an alternative path And we're going to go ask for more money for a witness and victim protection plan so that witnesses and victims will go testify as opposed to being intimidated and not showing up for court dates. We are going to make sure that we have feet on the street, that we can prosecute, and that we can keep victims and witnesses safe so that we can get the bad guys prosecuted and put behind bars.
That is very good news, I'm sure, to all of us, especially in light of the fact that this thing runs east coast to west, as you know very well, Governor. Sadly, just today, Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was attacked in his own home. And out of this, I think, really, it's this whole climate of violence and lack of protection and the demonizing of the very officers that need to keep us safe.
Don, you're so right. And the tragedy that befell Nancy Pelosi's husband is truly horrible, unacceptable. There's no room for violence in this country. And to think that happened to her husband is just terribly, terribly, terribly sad. We all in our administration and the First Lady and I have them in our thoughts and prayers.
Amen to that. Final piece of good news, breath of fresh air. Take us to the DMV, and we don't have to pack a lunch or bring a picnic box, right, to get our turn in line now. Is that improving?
Yeah, it is, and it's improving substantially. And of course, one of the most broken parts of Commonwealth was one that people used the most, and that was our DMVs. And so we went to work right on day one, and wait times were extensive. In fact, prior to the pandemic, wait times were 35 to 40 minutes just to see somebody. And in fact, during the pandemic, it was shut. So there were immeasurable wait times. And so we've gone to work and we've seen wait times now come down across the Commonwealth. This week, we had an 8-minute wait time across the Commonwealth.
Wow.
We just received a great award for customer service, and hats off to the entire DMV team. This was across the board effort from everyone to fix a broken system. I'm really proud of the team. It just goes to show you that we can do this better. And I'm so proud of the whole DMV team for putting customer service first. And it is a real testament to the kinds of things that government can do when we put our minds to it.
Well, it takes leadership, and you and your staff have been providing it, sir. And we thank you for that. And I hope we can talk again frequently as the days unfold and we continue to track what your leadership is providing. Thank you for being available today.
Don, thank you for having me. God bless you. And I encourage everybody to please go out and vote. It's the most important right we have as U.S. citizens. Express your view, and God bless you, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.